Blog Talk Radio.
Were you ever taught when you were young? If you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone. I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented. Every story you've spun, and I'm a lucky one. There are people worse off that have suffered enough. Haven't they suffered enough? But you can't get enough of shutting down systems for personal gain, fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get off on pain? We're not pawns in your game, Commander-in-Chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-Chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? We were taught when we were young, if we fight for what's right, there won't be justice for just some. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're bunkering down. Loud and proud, best believe we'll still take a knee while you're Commander-in-Chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. Yeah, you
You? Hello?
Okay, I guess she can't hear me. Well, don't say I didn't try, you guys. I tried. I'm still learning how to do this stuff, you guys. I don't know.
Protesters and mourners gathered in large numbers all across the United States,
demanding justice after the death of George Floyd.
Coast to coast, really, we are seeing some of the largest demonstrations we've seen yet against racial injustice and police brutality.
Dear Mr. President, come take a walk with me. Let's pretend just two people in. You're no better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we could speak honestly. What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the street? Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep? What do you feel when you look in the mirror? Are you proud? say goodbye. How do you walk with your head held high? Can you even look me in the eye and tell me why?
Protests at times of violence have broken out across the country.
Officers beating protesters, hitting them with batons, throwing people to the ground, striking again people who appear to be unarmed.
Dear Mr. President, are you a lonely boy? Are you a spoiled boy? How can you say that no child is left behind? We're not dumb and we're not blind. You sent the parents to different places, then left them sitting in your cages. What kind of father would take his own daughter's rights away?